categorical variables are variables that don't really have any order. So for example, a country would be a categorical variable with values of Finland, Sweden and Norway. Our prestige dataset has a categorical variable of occupation type, and the categories are blue collar, white collar and professional workers. So how do we deal with this kind of variables? When you have a categorical variable as an independent variable, things are relatively straightforward. When you have a categorical variable as a dependent variable, then things will get a bit more complicated. We will now cover the case of a categorical variable as an independent variable. So our data looks like that. So our prestige, when we take a summary of the prestige dataset variable type, we can see that there are frequencies. So there are no means or standard deviations or such, just frequencies of different values. We have 44 blue-collar professions, 31 white professional professions, and 23 white-collar occupations. And then we have our four missing values. So how do we deal with that in a regression analysis? We can't put that as an independent variable because a unit difference doesn't make a sense. We can't say that the difference between blue collar to professional is one unit, difference between professional and white collar is one unit, and difference between blue collar and white collar is two units. It doesn't make sense because we don't know what's the difference between. We can't say that there's a magnitude of difference between these values, and we can't say that there's an order. So how do we deal with that? We use something called dummy variables. So we code our data like that. So that's a subset of our data. And we have the variable type here. Then each observation in the dataset gets a dummy gets a code for one of the dummy variables. So our dummy variables are type blue collar, type professional, and type white collar. And then the dummy indicates that this first occupation is a professional occupation. So type professional gets one, others get zeros. Then we have type blue collar is one for this blue collar occupation, others are zero. So these are dummy or indicator variables, and they indicate which occupation or which category each occupation belongs to. Then when we add the dummies to a regression analysis, StateOnR can do that automatically for you, so you don't have to do that coding manually. If you want to use SPSS, you have to manually create the dummies. So SPSS doesn't simplify your life that much in that regard. Then let's take a look at the regression results. When you add a categorical variable in a regression analysis in R and in Stata, then we have the categorical variable here. R will automatically note that this is a categorical variable, and it will produce two dummy variables, type professionals and type white collars. So how do we interpret those results, and where is the blue collar profession? Well, first thing that we need to understand is that every time when you have a categorical variable and dummy variables to use that in a regression analysis, one of those categories is left out. So we are leaving out the blue collar category here. And now these effects are, what is the average prestige of professional? How much is the average difference between a professional occupation and a blue collar occupation? How much is the difference between white collar occupation and a blue collar occupation? So these regression coefficients refer to differences between the occupations. And one occupation is always used, or category in the categorical variable is used as a reference category. So these can be interpreted only against the blue collar. If we want to compare blue collar or professional white collar, then we can just indicate manually which one, or manually include the dummies, or indicate manually which of these categories is left out. But that's more advanced. One more thing that we note here for the first time is that R tells that there are missing observations from the data. So we got four observations were missing because they didn't have the type variable. Quite often when you have some missing data, then the default action is just to omit those cases for which a variable doesn't have any values. There are other more advanced techniques, but if the number of observations that you drop is small compared to the overall number of data, then dropping the cases doesn't really matter.